The West Live. The West Live. With Ben O'Shea. Brought to you by the WA Local Government Association. What's your happy place?
The COVID vaccine rollout in WA received a jab in the arm this week following the announcement West Aussies aged 30 to 49 will be eligible for the Pfizer vaccine. But hesitancy among older people has led researchers to believe an outbreak could still result in thousands of deaths. Joining me now to unpack this new research is the head of modelling at the Burnet Institute, Dr. Nick Scott. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Now, can you tell us why you decided to conduct this modelling?
Yeah, we've been thinking about what some of the longer-term COVID strategies would need to be and what the end game is, and just thinking about what it means to see all of these new, more infectious variants emerging and what some of this vaccine hesitancy that we're seeing means.
Yeah, right. And so can you explain to us, the concept of herd immunity and how much of the population we'd need to have vaccinated for us to return to a normal way of life?
So the idea of herd immunity is that if we can reach a coverage of vaccination where when we start getting these new cases introduced, they're unlikely to spread. So they're just likely to fizzle out.
Yeah.
And the more infectious the variant is, or the more infectious the virus is, the higher the vaccine coverage we're going to need in order to achieve that.
And so what did your modelling tell us about that level of vaccine coverage required?
Well, we're seeing at the moment that we have reports of up to 30% vaccine hesitancy. And so if we got to a population coverage of about 70% vaccine coverage, that wouldn't be enough. And so what that would suggest to us is that what we need to be prepared in the longer term to have ongoing public health measures. And these will change over time. So we'll require ongoing quarantine in some form, testing, contact tracing, and probably some form of intermittent restrictions. Although the benefits that we get is that the higher the vaccine coverage we can get, the less severe these restrictions might need to be and the less frequent they might need to be.
Now, if we're talking about, the risk of death from a serious outbreak, like how does that, correlate with the level of vaccination?
So if we have vaccination at a level that's not quite herd immunity, what's likely to happen is that if we just let the virus run through the community, it would infect a majority of people. And for people who are vaccinated, that's okay because their health is protected by the vaccine. But for as many as 30% of the population who might be unvaccinated, the infection running through this large percentage of the population could lead to a large number of hospitalisations and deaths.
Yeah, wow. And so with vaccine hesitancy where it currently stands and the emergence of these new strains, do you think it's even possible that Australia can achieve herd immunity?
It really depends on some of the properties of these vaccines against a lot of the emerging strains. And so what we're seeing is it's quite difficult and there's varying estimates of how effective they might be. And this is against preventing infection. But one thing we do know is that even if we don't achieve herd immunity, it's really important for everyone to get vaccinated because it can protect themselves, it can protect people around them, and the higher we get the vaccine coverage, even if we don't achieve herd immunity, it means that we're going to have less reliance on these kinds of public health restrictions that we're seeing. So there's benefits for everybody.
And now, on the topic of vaccine hesitancy, the senior medical advisor at WA's Communicable Disease Control Directorate over here has said today that they've revised the risk assessment for the AstraZeneca vaccine. It's now 5 to 8 times higher risk of causing blood clots than they thought 7 weeks ago. So do you think that will only increase hesitancy among older people who aren't allowed to get the Pfizer jab?
Look, it's possible that could be the case, but really, I guess I'd encourage anyone who is feeling hesitant or unsure about these things to go and have a conversation with their GP and just make sure that they have all of the correct information. And the other thing to highlight is that that COVID itself has significant risks and causes a lot of morbidity and a lot of deaths. So any of these risks need to be weighed up against that as well.
Like listening to you talk about the modelling and the potential negative outcome of a serious outbreak if 30% of the unvaccinated community could be seriously impacted. I'm looking at the stakes that we're talking about here for the community, and I'm wondering, do you think it's time the federal government needs to rethink its stance that prevents people over 50 accessing the Pfizer jab?
Look, I think that's the decision for the medical advisory committees to the government. So there's definitely a lot of factors that would play into that.
Yeah, certainly lots that needs to be figured out there, and there is a lot on the line. Burnett Institute Head of Modelling, Dr. Nick Scott, thanks for being on The West Live.
No problem. Thanks for having me.